too strong.
I'm not a fake, fraudulent commentator on television. See, I don't act. This is real.
Are you that stuck on stupid?
His black card is under review right now.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin. Good morning.
Tom Simple J, good morning. I have to apologize ahead in advance because it seems that every time we talk about Detroit, it's a corruption report. Tom, yesterday, federal prosecutors announced that they indicted more than 12 current and former principals for accepting bribes of more than $1 million over a period of time. Basically, they had a supplier who sham receipts, and this guy was basically giving them kickbacks and never delivering any goods. Joining us right now is our Detroit corruption correspondent, Rochelle Riley, who, first of all, congratulations, Rochelle, on being inducted into the Michigan Hall of Fame for journalists. So, way to go.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. So, let's talk about principals. Here you got rundown schools, no heat, no books, but they taking kickbacks, allegedly, and now indicted by the U.S. attorney.
Well, let me first of all say that the Detroit Public Schools and the Flint water crisis are the reason Lord is spelled L-A-W-D. Lord, we just can't stop doing the things that have been happening. But in this case, the allegations are that these 12 principals would write receipts to this one vendor who then allegedly would give them gifts in the form of Visa gift cards. In the case of one executive, a new roof for her house. It ranged from $4,000 to over $300,000 per person that the U.S. attorney has charged them with in an information thing. And the sad thing is one of those principals was the principal of the elementary school that Ellen DeGeneres very famously gave almost $500,000 worth of stuff just a couple of months ago.
And Justin Bieber was involved in that, too, giving money.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how awkward was that? I mean, you're on the Ellen show receiving a gift. And you've been on the take, or allegedly been on the take.
Tom, $500,000. Ellen, they raised $500,000 in gifts for this school.
And he's charged with taking $23,000 in bribes.
This is Ronald Alexander at the Spain Elementary.
That's correct.
Now, all total, this scheme involved nearly $3 million using these phony invoices and fake orders that deprived the district of these funds.
That's exactly right. And the worst part about this is that these people were stealing from children. This was a two-month probe by the feds who finally got a break last fall when one ex-principal confessed her crime to me in a story that people can read at RochelleRiley.com. But she talked about this whole network, this very deep network, where lots of people were sent to this guy, different principals, different executives, and they would get things from him, and those things, in some cases, not be delivered at all or delivered in small amounts. And this went on for 13 years to get to that almost $3 million.
And this woman, K.C. Wilborn Snap, I mean, she was lauded as a star principal.
Mm. She was hailed as a rising star. She turned around a school that was so bad, it was the worst school in the district and became one of the top schools. She pled guilty to taking $58,000 in bribes and also to tax evasion. And she, because she pled guilty, she's going to prison for less time than some other people make. But let me tell you one thing she told me when I asked her, you know, when she said she was doing these things to help her students, you know, she kept students' family home lights on and boarded up houses. And I said, well, you also spent money on yourself. And she said, and I quote, let me be honest, I couldn't have $2,000 in my pocket from a vendor and not buy gas for the car. And that car was a red Maserati, a gift from a school vendor that used to have some Gucci lights.
A Maserati?
Oh, yeah. And when I asked her about the Maserati, she said, well, it was you.
But
also, Rochelle, she also said that, look, when this is the culture and when you all of a sudden are in it, you are caught up in it. She said you are basically trained to make sure your family members are getting hired and hooking folks up.
She said this was the environment. This is the way that some principals were raised. When they were assistant principals or teachers becoming principals, this is how they saw things being paid for. Well, she says it's a deep network. I don't think that the U.S. attorney is done. I think that there's more to come, sadly. Yeah, this is just the tip of the iceberg. These are the folks they got now. But, you know, she was the first shoe. The other shoe dropped. We're going to put on another pair.
And this also makes it difficult if you are the black legislators and you are trying. I just talked to one on TV1. You're trying to go to the state capitol to fight for funds for the district, to fight for funds for the city, for the library system. And they go, well, yeah, how about that person who went to jail for corruption and stole this and that person and that person and that person? It's a little hard to go. And they're isolated.
I'm gonna.
So Rochelle, yeah. Roland, do you think this is happening in white communities as well?
You know, let me say two things. One is Detroit is predominantly black, but it's not all black. So white people do steal. But in this case, almost all of these folks are people who are not only longstanding educators and African Americans, but were people who are respected. I mean, there are parents who are reeling from this because, you know, they think these are some of the schools where their kids were doing well. So while the city and the state are trying to keep this district from shutting down, and it runs out of money in April, and what they've asked the state legislature to do is give them more than $700 million, pay off the debt, create a new school district for these children who need to learn, and they're going to keep this old school district to pay off the debt. I don't know that that's going to work because right now these legislators who are overwhelmingly legislators who are from outside of Detroit and who are not a part of the Detroit delegation that is black, but who are white and in some cases suburban and rural areas, their constituents are saying, why are you giving these folks a dime? Mm-hmm. But if they don't give them that money, there won't be a public school district as it exists now in the city of Detroit.
But to answer your question, Tom, in some of the cases dealing with the robbery in the city and also some of these other cases, whites have been involved and folks have actually pleaded guilty as well. But it has been different in terms of the individuals who have been the ones who have been, like in this case here with these principals, they're African-American. And so you do see it. You do see it in other places as well. But what you're dealing with in Detroit, and like I'm saying, school district, library system, the city, pension fund. I mean, it's like it's
never ending.
Right.
It has been a corruption corridor. It has been, the environment has been to make it easy to be corrupt.
Oh, wow. And player, I feel sorry for teachers like your daughter who take money from their own pocket to provide school supplies for her students.
Pretty much all teachers do that.
Yep.
Pretty much all teachers.
And these school supplies are being ripped off.
And your principal by these is school driving principals. A Maserati.
A Maserati. Yeah.
And they're justifying these paybacks because they're not getting enough pay, huh?
Well, that's what they say, but at the time for this ex-principal, she was making $140,000 a year.
Okay.